Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have two items that are at 9:30 for this morning, and I have the wrong one. Can you? Oh, it's up on the screen. There you go. So what I'd like to do is that let's do the public hearing. If that would be okay with everybody, we'll do that first. So I will open up the public hearing, and this is to take comments regarding the sole source procurement regarding the build out and purchase of a water tank for the landfill and to consider an action item. So Jenan, have we received anything by email or mail on this? Okay, we haven't received anything else. All right, and does the board want to make any comment during the public hearing portion of this?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
I'm just here to garner information, Chairman.
Okay, and the only thing that I had put in the record for this is that it's a very unique issue, and it isn't something that you can walk down and buy off the shelf. And so that's what drives this to this level, and I appreciate the challenge and understand the reasoning regarding the sole source procurement. So I would put that on the record during the public hearing. Last call for any input on the public hearing. All right, being that there's none, let's close the public hearing portion of this, and then let's start our deliberation towards an action item to consider executing purchase of a water tank and installation services for water tank from utility truck and equipment. So Dave, has anything changed as we have come down to this point?
No, Mr. Chairman. So Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we're in the process of securing a new water truck. Our plan is to purchase the truck and chassis from Kenworth. It'd be a Kenworth truck, and then once we get the truck and chassis, then we have to have it built out for the water truck portion, the tank, all the piping, the network, all that stuff. So as we mentioned, utility truck equipment, folks that do that kind of work. We're looking at about $130,345 for that build out of that truck and chassis to a water tanker. We'll first purchase the water or the chassis truck and have that delivered, make sure that's all squared away, and then we'll take the truck over to utility to have it built. The challenge with this is to get this signed and get the quote signed so they can move forward with ordering the tank and getting the tank built. It's supply chain issues. They're 6-7 months out. So we're trying to get this all done and built and delivered for the FY25 budget, because that's what we budgeted for. We budgeted for about $300,000 total for the water truck. Utility portion will be about $130,000, and then the truck is about $156,000 for the truck and chassis for the Kenworth. Are we doing the truck today, the Kenworth, the sales agreement for the truck and chassis, or do we need to put that on another?
I think we need to put it on next Tuesday.
Okay.
What they're trying to do is a piggyback contract on it through Sourcewell. I think we've got the other contract. We just need to make sure everything's properly noticed and done.
Yeah, so the Kenworth truck and chassis is on the Sourcewell contract, the government Sourcewell. And then there has been several other entities that have purchased through that contract. So we were doing, kind of a piggyback situation on that.
Okay. All right.
Chairman, I support and I'm in favor of what's been presented.
I am as well.
All right. Any other comments?
So with that, Mr. Chairman, once I guess the process is if the board authorizes me to sign the utility truck equipment quote, I would then sign that and then submit a purchase order for you guys for a final review.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good to me. I would entertain drafting a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the purchase of a water tank and installation on Soul Source Services for a water tank and utility truck and equipment as presented.
I think it's just the water, isn't it just the water tank on the Soul Source?
Yeah, the Soul Source is the water tank.
Oh, and I will amend the motion to just be the water tank. Thank you.
Will it be the Soul Source of the water tank?
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
Okay.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right.
Board.
Thanks, Dave. All right. Happy sprinklings in the future.
And Chairman, can I ask one more question? And I'm totally fine with Director Lorber signing, but on a purchase order of that size, does the chairman need to back that up on the board on a Soul Source or no?
No, he said it'll be coming before the board as a PO.
Okay, thank you.
Good question, and I think it's just standard fare of how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I'll sign the sales agreement and then submit that with the purchase order.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So let's move on. We also had a 9:30 start time for a meeting with county attorneys for a legal staff update. So let's do that. Is there items that we can do in the open? I know that there's a couple updates that would most likely need to be in executive session. So if there is public stuff, can let's do it first and then.
I have one, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to give the board an update. A short while ago, the board entered into an agreement with I can't recall the name off the top of my head, but it was a radio, the ham radio.
Ham radio group. Yes.
Donating equipment to that group with the understanding that the county would be able to use that. Subsequently, it was discovered that there's another ham repeater that would be useful in that endeavor. Unfortunately, that repeater, the estimated cost is above what we could give as a donation from the county. There's value in that. I've been talking with Director Rindelsdorf and I think, and the club, and I think the workaround that we can have or the solution to that is to be able to enter an MOU with the club to grant them all the access and ability that they need to be able to use that repeater. The county would retain the ownership and retain the right to be able to use that in an emergency situation. So I really think it puts us in the same situation as we were with the other solution, that we can have access and an operable ham radio repeater that the county can use in an emergency. So I think it's a good workaround. Everybody else seems to be on board. I just wanted to let the board know that will be through an MOU with the sheriff's office with the emergency services that will enter into that MOU. I wanted to pass that by the board to make sure the board's okay with that if there's any questions.
I'm in support, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I'm totally in support.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and proceed with that. And if we need to bring any of that before the board and memorialize it, let's get it done.
Would the board like to be signatories on the MOU, or are you okay with that just going through the sheriff's office?
I would rather see it as the board with the sheriff's office signature agreeing with it.
Okay, that's easy to do. So I'll get that prepared for the board.
Great, thanks. Thanks for bringing that forward. All right, there's...
Zach, anything for public? Or?
I didn't have anything else.
Not public.
Okay. So, I'll entertain a motion.
And do you have the subsections that we're going under? Do we know?
I don't have anything for
DNF.
DNF. Okay. Yeah.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt and F, to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So let's be in recess into executive session then. Thank you.